79-year-old Roger Payne has been studying and protecting whales for most of his life.
I started way back in 1968 when basically the whales were just being brought close to extinction and nobody seemed to be doing anything about it. And I thought, well, maybe the only thing I knew anything about was sound, because I had spent my PhD working on owls and how they locate prey in total darkness based just on hearing. So I thought, well, if the only thing you know anything about is sound, how can you help? And I then realized, whales, they are the ones that make lots of sounds. And then I lucked out totally by having the very first thing that I did turn out to be a demonstration that the long, complicated rigmaroles of noises that were made by humpback whales were actually repeated phrases and patterns which made them songs by definition.
He's the founder of Ocean Alliance, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the education and preservation of the whale. What was important about his discovery, he says, is that the songs of the humpback whale helped end commercial whaling.
The sounds are utterly beautiful. And when people hear them, some people actually weep when they hear them. So they have some sort of emotional content to which humans are tuned. And I realized that the reason that nobody was paying any attention to the problem with whales is that nobody knew anything about whales. Most people had never seen one. And that if you could do something that was deeply sympathetic, that you might be able to get the attention of the world. And we were able to start suggesting that that people should do something about it, and people did.
It's important to save the whale, he says, in order to save ourselves.
If we don't pay attention to the fact that everything in the wild world interacts with humans and on everything is that which humans depend on, then we're lost. Doesn't matter whether we're starved now or later, it'll all happen. And the important thing is to recognize that we are connected utterly to the other species on the planet. They perform services which have been estimated to be worth something like about $30 trillion every year, free services for human beings. And if we just continue slaughtering them, those services will go away and humans will all die. It doesn't matter whether you live as far from the ocean as it's possible to get. And it occurred to me that if you could get people to fall in love with something, namely whales, it might be possible to get that message across, and that's what I've spent the rest of my life doing.
There are about 100 different species of whales, including dolphins, since they have spouts and a triangular tail. The right whale, he says, came as close to extinction as a species could. Today, there are just a few thousand remaining.
Human beings have never in their history managed to bring to extinction a species which occurs worldwide. They've done it for whole continents, America. We did it for the passenger pigeon, for example. No species that's worldwide has ever been brought to extinction. Right whales are the closest that we ever came, and boy, we came vanishingly close. And that would be a new mark in terms of how utterly ill-conceived our method of acting is.
Besides over-whaling, he says the biggest threat to whales are the polluted oceans being created by man-made chemicals.
It is the synthetic chemicals that we make, and then we allow them to get into the air or into the sea. If they get into the air, they eventually end up in the sea because the air circulates over the oceans. And there's a buildup of them, and my institute, Ocean Alliance, spent 5.5 years with our research vessel, the Odyssey, going all the way around the world. And we sampled just under 1,000 sperm whales, which is a universal species, and took little tiny skin samples. And these were analyzed by the WISE laboratory in the University of Southern Maine, and we figured out what sorts of contaminants were present, but principally toxic metals. And basically, you don't want to know what we found out because it's so depressing.
Dr. Roger Payne is the final speaker in the Park City Institute speaker series. He'll be at the Echo Center Black Box Friday night, showtime 7:30. Tickets are $25 and available online at echocenter.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.